Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. This is an exciting episode. I'm here today with Navit Saksinen and Harry Minnan, and we're here talking about the design tools for XAML, especially the stuff we get to see in Blend, just real tools for the nerds like us. I'm excited to have you guys on the show. Thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Great. All right, so let's start with you guys. Navit, now exactly who are you?
I'm a program manager in Blend team. I've been working with XAML technology for a little over 4.5 years, and have been all these years been working on Blend. So yeah, I'm a XAML nerd.
4.5 years, you were almost at the beginning, no doubt.
You can say that, but it has been quite a journey. Great learning experience and so much cool stuff in XAML. So it was a delight working on Blend. Yeah, so I've been all working on Blend, creating some really, really cool design stuff for the users.
Yeah. Good job. I certainly love Blend. All right, so Harry, who are you, man?
So I'm a program manager as well on the XAML team. I basically was a XAML web services developer for around 3 years before I jumped to program management. And I love the fact that I'm working on XAML, and I've used it a lot for my 3 years as dev. And it's amazing that I get to work in a team that actually develops tools for developers like me, who's still out there.
Yeah. Nice. I love the fact that I work on XAML too. I'm right there with you. I'm not religious about it, but I'm like that close. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's great. Yeah. Okay, so for the people who are just tuning in, let's just help them out. We have Visual Studio, but lo and behold, we've got this other tool out there too. Give me the 30-second elevator pitch. What in the world is Blend?
So the one way of seeing this is basically when we talk about Visual Studio, we consider it to be a tool more approached for the code task. When a code development task, when you're working on your, like, if you talk about a standard application, when you're working on the code side of it, like when you're writing model or view model of your application or something like that, you prefer doing it in the Visual Studio, in the IDE. Whereas when we come to Blend, it's kind of a tool which has been designed specifically for doing the UI task, for designing stuff. So when you want to go and create a really, really cool UI for your application, want to really get that modern UI style into your application and make it look like it, have some cool controls, have some coolly styled and animations and everything, you would love to do that in Blend, because it has been designed and that has been the focus for Blend, to do and enable the users to do the designer task and do it in an effective way to build some really, really cool applications.
Yeah, man, that's like the tallest building ever, this elevator juxtapose. what do you think, Harry?
Yeah. So I want to add to what Navit said. For me, just put it plainly, like Blend offers me very little distraction. Like when I Blend, right, I don't have to see class view. I just want to look at the UI. I want to design it. The assets toolbox is great. It helps me search for stuff. The toolbox just had search like in the new release. You know, if I search for stuff, I can look at my styles. There is a resource panel for great resource management. You know, there's a breadcrumb bar, which is a lifesaver when you're actually drilling into 10 templates deep. So it basically gives me an opportunity of, you know, a window where I can actually free myself of all that, you know, extra things that Visual Studio has, which is great for development, but not that great for design. And it gives me a very focused approach for me to design my view. And that is awesome. And it's great that,
I mean, to be fair, if a developer opens up Visual Studio, they can accomplish what happens inside Blend, right? They could do it.
They could do it, but not. It won't be that easy. For example,
no.
Yeah. For example, working with states, like when you open a visual state in XAML, it's going to be pretty impossible for you to actually visualize how that changes with respect to whatever the user input has done. In Blend, you just click on the state, you see the preview, and that is an amazing. It's amazing.
Even the transition previews now, too.
Absolutely.
Like, on your actual app, you might need to click, like, 10 times to get to that page. On Blend, you open that view, do the state, and you're done.
Yeah.
And boom. That's exactly. I tell people, look, you could do what you do in Visual Studio in Notepad, too.
Yeah.
But there's a good reason to use a tool that's designed to make you more productive. Yeah. Now, to be fair, a lot of developers have been slow on the uptake of Blend. What do you think is going on there? What have developers missed out? What are they not seeing?
So what we can say, basically, like, I think so, like, the way a lot of users, when they start using Blend, right, they will kind of see how easy it is. It's kind of a great visual feedback tool. You can think about that way, right? So when you start using them, you can really see how you can do some of the really, really cool styling stuff and creating really cool UX more effectively by directly doing it on the designer. And like, for example, layout, right? Layout, setting up the layout for your application or something like that. You can do it much more effectively using a product called, like using a product like Blend, and laying out the content correctly on for your application. So if you do that, something like that in XAML or something like that, it is one way of doing it. But in that case, like, you don't know until unless you run your application and see how it is looking like. Blend provides, like, the designer actually provides you, like, visual feedback instantaneously. So as you make changes or something like that, you see the things changes on the visual surface. You can do some of the cool stuff, like, which Hari was mentioning, like visual state. It's absolute delight when you're creating your custom styles, you're creating your custom controls or something like that, to be able to do, like, visual state and control the way the control looks like in each different state. It's pretty cool, and Blend allows you to do that without actually going and writing.
Yeah, just something the developers don't see. I think they don't realize that the approachability of Visual Studio alone is a huge task. They've overcome it, and they would never go back, right? And it's just you have to go over that first step to really get all of this massive benefit back from it. People who use Blend have love affair with it. I mean, there's a reason people like it as much as they do, I think.
Absolutely.
Now, were either of you guys on the team that built the Visual Studio XAML designer in Visual Studio 2010?
Actually, no. No, we're not.
So, we are not.
Okay, good. All my jokes just went out the window. Okay, that's great.
So, Jeremy, I would like to add something.
I've noticed that, all right, Visual Studio 2012, the designer's totally different. Go ahead, Harry.
Yeah. So no, I wanted to add something to what Naveed was talking about, why I think developers, is not very comfortable the first time they use Blend, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you my personal experience. The first time I saw Blend, the first time I used Blend was to use a gradient picker, color picker. It was awesome. I wanted to set a gradient, and it just gave me an instant wave. But honestly, the first time I used it, I was a little overwhelmed because it's got a different color theme. It looks looks like a serious designer's tool. And as a dev, I was a little, I think I had anxiety or some anxiety panic attack or something. I was like, no, this is not really cool. I don't know what to do with that. But once I watched a couple of videos and I saw how productive it was to actually get it done, I got hooked. And that was a transformation for me. I think everybody goes through that phase. First anxiety, I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do with that. Once you get a hang of it, is you'll never let it go.
Yeah. Coming on to your question about XAML design in Visual Studio.
Yeah.
So what we did, I think so users and developers will be really excited about it. In the initial world, in Visual Studio 2010 and Blend 4, we had actually two different designers in the products, right? So we had a XAML designer in Visual Studio 2010, and we had a XAML designer in Blend.
V, let me stop you. Let me just summarize.
Yeah.
There was a good designer in Blend and a bad designer in Visual Studio. That's what you were saying back in 2010. I just want to be the one to say it. Go ahead.
I'm saying, there was two different designers. Let's go with that. There were two different designers in two different products.
Honestly, there are some features that they had was pretty cool, actually.
Okay, Harry, you're right. Those guys might be watching this video. You're right. It was pretty neat, very innovative for its time. All right, go ahead.
So basically what we did as a part of Visual Studio 2012, we did this effort to actually integrate the XAML designer. So we, in a very simple terms, what we did was we took the XAML designer from Blend and also put it into Visual Studio. How it is useful for the developers. So, when you're building an application, you actually interop between the two tools. You do a lot of stuff in Visual Studio. And you go to Blend and do like style stuff and do the UX work in Blend. So with this thing in mind, like your application, your application looks exactly the same way in the two tools. So when you're working on your application with your studio, the designer shows you and renders exactly the same way as it does in Blend. So you see a consistency in the development process and you're not like surprised, oh, my resources are not rendering or for some reason my controls are not rendering, but you get exactly the same visual feedback in both the tools and that really improves.
But Naveed, it's so much more than that. You've brought over the designer and all of its functionality, but tons of the task panes have come over too. Like the property is now that rich Blend experience and that the document outline. I mean, it's really a fantastic experience now in Visual Studio.
Yep, and it basically allows developers to actually use the designer in Visual Studio as well to do to create great applications. So that's the great plus point.
Yeah, I think the biggest feature that we moved out, other than what you said, was actually template editing.
Yeah,
you know, that is one super cool feature that we actually ported over from Blender Visual Studio, and I think that is a huge saver for developers in terms of time. You can extract templates, work with templates in VS. You don't have kind of common scenario. So that is.
Yeah, always had to go to Blend for that. If you wanted to copy a template that was hidden, you had to always go to Blend to get that. Yeah, that's a nice. All right, now I'm gonna. This is kind of the elephant in the room here. All this functionality is coming over to Blend or coming from Blend over to Visual Studio. The developer's experience is rich now, and they're having this positive experience. In all reality, they should love Blend so much more now because there's going to be this parody of how they use it.
Yep.
But why? Because now that all this is in Visual Studio, why would I ever use Blend?
So there are a couple of things, right? We've been a little smart about it. Like we have brought on things to Visual Studio that we think are the most useful for developers to work while, you know, basically layout adjustment, working with templates, modifying properties. But there are some core design tasks. One of them is working with visual states. Mm-hmm. And visual states is something that you don't really jump to that often, but when you do, you have to be very careful. You have to have the richness of Blend to actually accomplish it correctly. So if you wanted to work with visual states, or for the matter animations, or even with Windows 8 library animations, the whole new theme animations, you
right,
have
right.
Yep. So there you can actually author these visual states, work with these animations, and more than that, we have this awesome resource management feature in Blend that allows you to move, you know, resources seamlessly between multiple dictionaries. We do all the magic resolutions for you, all that fancy stuff. So if you want to really work with really design-oriented tasks, we want you to actually use Blend as your front-end tool.
Yeah.
You know, I've found even seasoned XAML developers don't necessarily understand how to use visual states effectively. I mean, that's a new thing for them, and often it's because they've never gone over to Blend, and the implementation of just typing those babies in is harder than they want to actually dive into. So, I mean, the device tab now allows you to at least see some of the visual states that are for snapping and things like that. Developers, that's a good introduction to visual state developers. But if they want to do custom visual states, it's Blend.
Yeah, and it's like visual state is a very, very powerful feature. And basically, a great example, as you have already mentioned, is if you go and take a look at all the view states authoring in Windows 8 XAML, like the snapped view, the portrait view, the filled view, all these things have been authored using visual states. So exactly. Yeah. Device pane is actually represents that kind of thing in Blend and Visual Studio, where you can go and preview your applications in different visual states and different application views for Windows 8. But like, yeah, but if you want to go and like style the existing visual state for a control, for example, I want to go and change the look and feel of the button, how it looks like in a press state or something like that. You can do it in Visual Studio in XAML, but best of luck if you want to get some. If you want to get some visual feedback, go and take a look at it. Blend. You can just work with the visual state panel in Blend. Click on the press state. It will show you exactly how the control looks like in that particular state. Go and change properties and everything way easier. And you exactly know what you're doing instead of like running your applications to see what is happening.
And Jerry, I got to say, I think no XAML interview would be complete without us throwing something back at HTML. And I think visual states are way more elegant design than media queries.
Yeah. Left back.
Say it. I'm a XAML.
Yeah, we go on and like that. Yeah. You know, we got to be fair to everybody.
Yeah.
So let's talk just for a second about Blend. So for developers that already use Blend, there are a few things that they are expecting to see, but they're not necessarily finding. Let me just run down the list on a few things, and you guys just tell me what's going on. All right. So the first one, and easily the most popular question I get, is around behaviors. Developers don't see behaviors. What's the story around behaviors, guys?
What I can say is basically we have heard very strong feedback from the community for the support of behaviors. And we are aware of that. We are looking into it. No promises yet. But definitely it's something that there has been some vocal feedback on behaviors. I cannot say much on it. But
okay, so there wasn't like a team decision that, you know, we don't really like behaviors, we're cutting them.
No. We love behaviors. We love
behaviors.
That's good. There's a lot of love for behaviors, definitely. And
So another one that I get a lot is around data generation. You know, Blend is the, remember that little red chair that always shows up in data generation? Yeah, So, you know, people aren't finding data generation. Similar story?
Yes, very. As in, we are, you know, I think that's one of the most heavily used features in Blend, and people really like it. But we are looking into it. No promises again, like behaviors. But the note for behaviors, at least, is the side-by-side install for Blend for Satellite 5 and WPF 4.5 supports behaviors. Behaviors are not available for the
Windows
8 platform.
Yeah.
But it is
available. Guys, you know how it is. We stopped talking about XAML for a few months, and everybody thinks that we've completely deprecated the technology, right? I mean, it's just people get all excited. So they don't see the next version of Sketchflow. What's the story with Sketchflow?
So I wouldn't say that there's like no, basically you can see that we actually did a Blend preview for Silverlight 5. And if you take a look at that, you will find the Sketchflow is still there and definitely something we have been working on, and it's there right now in the Blend 5 preview. Yes, we don't have Sketchflow for Windows 8 XAML platform. Again, there have been like some feedback on that, and we are aware of that. But if you want to do some really, really cool prototyping for your applications, you can still use the Sketchflow, which is there
in
the Blend preview.
That's right.
It
still builds out the XAML behind the scenes, and it still has all this stuff that you can sit around for preview.
Yep. It's an awesome tool. Yeah.
Now, I don't want to put words in your mouth, guys, but I mean, I think most developers using Blend and XAML don't realize that now that we've introduced C++ as a viable option for XAML, that was actually a big deal. That was a big engineering accomplishment, don't you think?
It's huge. Yeah. It was huge, as in we had to do a lot of work on this release. And I think Navid can attest to that because he was pretty much looking into that more than anyone else. But it was huge. We did a whole bunch of work to get C++.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. I have to with all the Windows 8 stuff. It's like we are going with the concept like build using what you know, right? Windows 8 is like very successful in doing that. For example, we are reaching out to all the cool .NET developers who have been.
Yeah.
Using WPF, Silverlight, Windows Phone to actually use their knowledge to build Windows 8 applications. We are inviting C++ developers to have built-in support, like first-class support for building Windows 8 applications using C++ and using XAML or even HTML as a UI layer for that. And also we are inviting the web developers to come and use do HTML and JavaScript and CSS, use their knowledge for these platforms and build Windows 8 applications. So it's like really, really good. And it's like it's been a pleasure working on this because tooling, we have pretty much tooled all these platforms. You can create C++ XAML applications in Blend and use designers to do a lot of stuff. I think so. The C++ developer community should be really, really excited about that.
And I'll be honest, man, it's a credit to you too. I mean, getting that sort of thing accomplished is a big deal. It's not like you go into the build properties and you take the drop down and you say now support C++, right? It's not like that.
It's huge. It was a great. It was a pretty huge task and definitely a lot of challenges there. But I'm glad we were able to do that.
No, I think we should give it was a huge task for us, but I think it's a way bigger task for the actual platform team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the guys who wrote that, man, they had to do a lot of work too.
Yeah, kudos to Windows.
Yeah, kudos to Windows platform.
Yeah. Platform,
awesome, yeah. It was a good collaboration.
The Visual Studio launched, and they introduced that there's going to be this new cadence of releases for Visual Studio. They said something maybe as quick as once a quarter. Are we going to see Blend being released at the same cadence?
Yes, actually. You're not going to get Blend as a standalone install anymore. It is going to come to Visual Studio, right? So we hope to release, when Visual Studio releases, new features to Blend. No promises on what those features are, but better performance, better features. So we will follow the same Visual Studio cadence as we go forward.
Yes. And this actually, having that the quarterly release allows us to be like much more agile and push the really the cool stuff we are working on to the users in a much early basis, right? So it's a really good it's a good process, and hopefully we will be able to share a lot more to the community.
Okay, Navid, Harry, either one of you, just imagine this situation: you come up to a XAML developer, you sit down next to him at the table, and you say, "Hey, look at this. What are you going to show him? What's your favorite feature in Blend?"
For me, I would probably, there are like many, right? But I think so. My favorite feature right now, I would go with the device pane support. I think so. Any Windows 8 applications, if you're going to build a Windows 8 application, it's almost essential for you to make sure your application works in all the visual states, all the applications.
Yes.
Like snapped, filled, portrait, landscape. You want to make sure your application actually works for different display sizes, right? We know that Windows, it's going to scale from normal, like, tablet.
I love this too.
Yeah.
I love this too, man.
To a laptop, to a huge monitor on your, like, something like that. So you want to make sure your application works in all different form factors, right? Because you really don't want to give, like, a crappy UX experience for the users. So how you really don't need to go and try it on individual devices and something like that. Go to Blend, go to Visual Studio, use the device functionality, go and check
and
use
it. Naveed, I think a lot of developers think they have to run it in a simulator in order to see the snap, or run it in a simulator in order to change the 27-inch TV or whatever. It's all right there in Visual Studio live while you're editing your demo.
Yes, absolutely.
What about you, Harry? What's your favorite feature?
Mine, I think it's an old favorite. It's always been template editing.
Yeah.
Man, I love template editing. That thing makes my life so much easier. And I would just show, what I would do, the easiest thing I would do is open a grid app and show how I can change the data template in like 3 steps into something way more fancy. And it's that easy to do in Studio or Blend. So I think that
Okay, Harry, remember at the beginning you were saying, this intimidation factor. You go into Blend and you're like, oh boy, right? But you said you went through some training, went through some videos, started to get the gist of it, and then bang. Now let's say there's a developer watching right now and he's saying, I don't know, it sounds kind of interesting. Obviously it's cool. People talk about it. I wish I was that guy. Let's say it's you. What would be your next step? Where would you go to find some videos, some tutorials, some stuff to learn about Blend?
I think especially for Windows 8 world, blendinsider.com, that is our team blog, actually, the team blog for the Blend design tools team, both HTML and XAML. There's a lot of great content, great videos that, explains in detail how to do the most common tasks that visualized people would do in Blend and Visual Studio. So it's
those tutorials are pretty fresh. You guys just posted those just like in the last week.
Yeah, we like Hari actually worked on a bunch of stuff.
I just worked on something called Get Started on XAML Authoring for Visual Studio 2012 and Blend, which shows you 5 common tasks how we do and short 5-minute videos explaining how to do that, those things. So
I think Blend, as Hari mentioned, Blend Insider is a great starting point for people to learn Blend. Other than that, if they want to go and learn about Windows 8 itself, I think so. There's a lot of the Windows team has worked on some really, really good samples, which are available on the developer sites for MSDN developer sites and something like that. So you can go and download a lot of these samples and then play with them to understand different features and understand different design principles for Windows 8 and something like that, and use that and incorporate that in your application. So I think so. That is something else that people should definitely look at.
Guys, seriously, I want to thank you for being on the show. I mean, I love Blend. I'm a big XAML fan. I mean, especially the functionality that you brought into Visual Studio is just going to make XAML applications that much more powerful, that much easier for developers to build really high functional UXs. I think that's huge. You guys have really done an awesome job. You've kept to the kind of the spirit of Blend, the spirit of design. And just really great job. I appreciate you both being on here. To the viewer for a second, if you haven't tried Blend, right? No judgments, right? Many developers have really opened up Blend, and they've now what do I do?
Yeah.
Go to blendinsider.com. Start going through some of the tutorials and start to realize how much power is at your fingertips and how much productivity you've been missing out on because you haven't been using the functionality inside Blend. Overall, guys, Blend is an unbelievable product. I love the fact that it ships to Visual Studio. I love the fact that every developer has it today. Thanks to both of you for being on the show.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.
Thanks, Jerry. It was
a
great
time.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.